Here comes Patty with a sack of shit. Here comes Patty with a sack of shit. Here comes Patty with a sack of shit. And all them stinking reindeer. Well, I believe in Santa Claus. Yeah, I believe that he's a prick. And though he comes but once a year, it's enough to make me sick. Him and his Christmas spirit are really a lot of bunk. I'll have to bust my ass for another year just to pay for all this junk. Here comes Patty with a sack of shit. Here
comes
Patty with a sack of shit.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
I didn't pick this fucking fag song. Can I say fag or can I not do the Oscars now?
Banned for a month.
I can do BET Awards though, right?
Well, you can.
You can say whatever you want and host the BET Awards.
They're going to run late this year, I hear.
Yeah, good one. They're going to start at 2:07.
Uh-huh. Good times.
Anyway, Steve Torelli's in the audience. Chris, we're waiting for Chrissy Mayer. Is it Mayer or Mayer?
Mayer, like the mayor of a town.
The mayor of Jersey City.
I thought it took you a second.
Where I don't live.
Yeah, like mayor, like the shit.
Steve Torelli's here.
Mayor of a town.
Does all our pictures, all our great pictures. Steve was at the Chip Chipperson show. Steve, what's your take?
It was good.
Oh. That's a lukewarm reception.
Huh?
It's a little long near the end.
Yeah, I can't even tell.
Yeah, it's like you were slamming beers. You and Aunt.
Yeah, I had a drink. I was like, I had a long week. I'm like, and then I just sitting up there and, you know, it's, I mean, I had a good time, but, you know, I didn't get there in enough time to really drink before once I did my stand up, I just wanted to drink. Cause you're just sitting there, like, I don't want to be all fucking stressed out cause I'm bombing. So I have a couple of drinks that I don't really give a fuck. You
like gin and tonics, though. Did you have gin and tonics?
No, they had beer. Aunt was ready to go, though. When I got to the green room, he was real loud. He was ready to go.
That's good.
So, but he said he went to the bar across. He got there early, I guess, and he went to the bar across the street. And he's like, everybody bought me a drink. I mean, Anthony Cumia had a bar, and there is Chip Chipperson across the street, and everybody bought you a drink. What a shock. So he was raring to go.
Did it sell out?
I don't know. It was crowded.
That's good. What do you think, Steve?
The worst part is, you got to talk to everybody after the show, you know?
Uh-oh.
So, like, I'm like, okay, I don't care. Because I got nowhere to go. I figure I'll just get a ride with everybody once it's done. But then you got to talk to everybody. Everybody wants to get a fucking... I understand, like, the thing was we were after Chip. Because we were just standing there. It was mostly Chip and Cumia. And then Chip was in the front of the line. And we were, like, in the middle. Me and Christina and Karen. And then Cumia moved to the very... near the
cunt.
Cumia moved near the door. So then it just made the line... Then the line was slow. It was just slow. And I was like... Holy fuck. And then we're all done. I get upstairs, and then Norton's not even Chip anymore.
Right.
He's Norton. He goes, yeah. And then they're all, like, packed up, ready to go. I go, okay, so, you know, I'm thinking, like, maybe we'll have a fucking beer in the fucking, at the after party.
Right.
So I have my own after party at 30th Street Station by myself, because no one would give me a fucking ride. Club Soda Kenny, that fucking douchebag, he goes to Karen, how you getting back to New York? Because she got to ride down with somebody else. How you getting back? She goes, I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing. And then he goes, you want to ride with us? And she goes, yeah, of course. And then I go, you got room for me? He goes, nah, well, you know, we got T-shirts and stuff. So I'm like, she, you're not even going to fuck her. So I don't understand. They're not going to. It's just disgusting. Disgusting how badly men are treated.
You're not popular.
No, I'm like, it's like that's when you learn. You're like, nobody gives a fuck. Nobody needs an extra dick in a car.
Oh, yeah.
You never know. You get an extra pussy in there. You never know.
They put the
Maybe the car will break down and now everybody will start blowing each other like a porn. And then we drop Cumia off at the fucking at the casino. I want to ask Keith. I was going to text Keith, actually. I was going to text Keith because we dropped him off at like, he goes, he took the train down too. So he goes, what are you guys doing? No, he goes, you know, I think I'm going to head to that Sugar Land Casino.
Who's that?
It was right there. So he goes, where is it? I go, it's right across the street. And then he goes, I'll just walk over. I go, nah, you will give you me. And I said to Christina, can we just get him right? She goes, yeah. So it's just literally right around the fucking, you just got to figure out where you are. And, I'm like, if I was single and I would have just fucking, I would just hung out all night. I would just got fucking, because I was already like on my way. I would have just got hammered and just like lost $1,000 gambling with Kumia and then got a hooker.
Yep.
Because I'm sure to, but that's the place, that's the casino where if you win, like three or four black dudes just escort you to your car and they take all your money.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they were known for that. Yeah, isn't that the place? Wasn't that the place?
Sugar House.
Yeah, Sugar House. I always call it Sugarland. Sugar House. Shout out to Sugar House Casino, where a couple of you-know-whats will steal your money. Even if you don't win, they'll steal your money. Because if they're, hey, he's a white dude.
Hold on. Is it like a full-on is it like a full-on casino, or is it like Dover Downs? Is it like...
No, it's a casino, but it's, there's no hotel, right?
No hotel.
So where do you stay? There's hotels right there?
The Econo Lodge by the Betsy Ross Bridge. It's wonderful.
It really is near the Betsy Ross. Not the Betsy Ross, near the Ben Franklin.
Franklin Bridge.
It's actually a nice looking bridge in the dark because I took a.
Came first. You think his mother was like, I should name him after that bridge, or you think it was his name?
Oh, that's a Lou Gehrig joke. What are the odds Lou Gehrig's got Lou Gehrig's disease?
If you would say.
So and Franklin, yeah, and Chip kept making all these it was funny.
Yeah,
I don't know, but that I don't know how long it was. The show an hour and a half or was it an hour?
Hour and a half.
It was it.
Probably even longer.
Jesus.
Was it?
Yeah. Fucking telephone.
No, it wasn't. We started 8 years over. Yeah, maybe. Because, yeah, we started a little late, and then it probably ended at ended at 10, right?
I'll tell you one thing. That Liberty Bell isn't all it's cracked up to be.
Really?
Yeah.
This is what you kill with them when you work at...
That's why I was kind of mad. I
helium?
You could have driven my car down there. We could have had a good time. But that's all right. I had stuff to do. What do you got? Somebody coming in?
Yeah.
All right. Is this a guy or a girl?
It's a guy.
Oh, his name's Chrissy?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, it's a girl. She's a regular on the In Hot Water show.
Oh, cool. All right, great. So what? Now, you got paid to do that, right?
Yeah, but no one paid me.
So you have not
paid me.
Yet.
They're all, like, leaving. I'm like, is someone going to pay me? And can I get a fucking ride? They're going to take the $78 fucking Amtrak to fucking Newark. It's, like, the last train of the day. It's a lot of not a great group.
They should have. Club Soda Kenny should have, like, driven, like, a van. I'm not even kidding. You guys all could have...
And no shit.
Yeah.
No shit.
You guys all
could
have picked up some corner.
The last time I do that gig until they ask me again.
Right, and then you'll do it.
Louis C.K.'s ghost to me now, too. I don't know what the fuck I did with him.
You know, whatever.
I open for him all week.
You do?
In Long Island.
Oh, last week, you mean?
I'm telling Steve.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't allowed to talk about it. I was under court orders.
Right.
Then I texted him on Saturday. I'm like, I suggested something. He hates when I suggest anything.
What'd you suggest?
If I give him a tag or anything. If I suggest anything, he's just like, he just looks at me like, you know I do theaters, right? You know I do arenas, right?
I did theaters.
He sold out in an hour.
I know.
He was selling out quick.
It's not a big room.
Huh?
Not a big room.
Yeah, we're still selling it out an hour without any publicity.
Okay. Well,
you know how many tickets most people would sell? Even Dave Attell, the great Dave Attell, his name's on the marquee. He's plugging it. He's not even selling probably out there. But Louis did it through the club's email, and it's done in an hour. And then he did it again on Wednesday, same club, different club on Tuesday. So I suggested another club.
Which one?
I can't say.
I
just can't say. Because it's just too intertwined with everything. I suggested another club, and he just ghosted me. So I'm like, all right.
Well,
it's nearby and whatever. But then it turns out I think he might have an issue with the guy.
Oh.
So then I talked to the guy.
Oh, I think I know the club. Is it the one in New Brunswick?
I can't say.
Okay.
So,
all right. Whatever.
So then that guy might have called me.
Might have.
And then he was. I go. You got anything with the blah blah blah? And he goes. We only worked. I'm like, it's a story of my life. I can't get a fucking ride home back from Chip Chipperson, and I fucking text Louis. He said how great I did. He just texted me how great I did. It was great to have me. Then I'm like, how about this club?
Well, he also has kids and shit. You know, he's got kids.
I'm not playing. No, he's weird anyway. I'm not shitting on him, but I am. But he's weird with the text, man. I texted one time, Sarah's a cunt. I took 24 hours to get back to me. What happened? I'm like, are you in outer space? It was a simple, like, Sarah Silverman is a cunt.
Right.
Like, how is that? How do you not just go, why? What happened?
Just file that away.
Huh?
File that away.
Hey, don't go, like, you're just curious. Like, oh, a guy who she lost her virginity to says she's a cunt. Like, the only time he ever said he got back to me quick was when I was inviting myself to a Super Bowl at halftime. Then he was like, no, you did it. You ain't coming over here. No way, no how.
Wife knew.
Within a minute, he got back to me. And then when I told him I was banned from the Comedy Cellar, then he got right back to me. Then he's like, what happened? Because he's like, what the fuck did you do that I could just walk in there and they all fucking jump?
Have you been in the cellar?
What did you do? Did you murder somebody?
Were you there this weekend?
Yeah, we had a little thing. I started to think that maybe it's me.
No,
I had a little thing with them, too. I had to get a little rehash. Artie's been going at them now, too, because he wasn't on their the Comedy Central show. Have you seen it, Steve?
Show?
Yeah.
I watched two of them. I didn't really like it.
Yeah, I don't know if it's popping, but Artie, I guess Artie's an egomaniac. I mean, since I'm shitting on Louie a little bit, and I'm actually friends with Louie, you know?
Right.
Friends. Very loosely.
As much as you can be.
Yeah. So I guess Artie Artie likes to pop in there.
Sure.
To see who's selling heroin.
Uh-huh.
And he likes to pop in around the area, you know? He pops in. Sometimes I'll see him. I'll go into the club. I'll see him walking into the comedy cell. I go, is Artie going on? They go, no, he's not even here. I go, no, I just saw him walk in. He's like a fucking ghost, you know?
Right.
So he goes in. I don't know if he sees somebody he likes or he wants to talk to. Anyway, so I guess he popped in at the Village Underground when they were taping a show. And they said, Artie, why don't you come on and do a set? But then they didn't use him except for one, I guess, one split second when he was talking to Godfrey. So now he's going like, fuck this club. He thinks he's banned. He thinks he's banned because he's too edgy. He's too edgy? Like, I don't understand. What is he too edgy for? He does the same, it's the same Peyton Manning jokes. Are they edgy? So it's like, he's not edgy. So then he's like, I'm too edgy. And then he says he's banned. This is all factual. Then he says on Twitter, I'll never work there again. Sad to say. And then the Comedy Cellar, whoever's running the Comedy Cellar Twitter, which I know who it is, unless she was murdered, she's like, no, we love you. We love to have you back anytime. I say anything. They go, yeah, fuck you. I mean, my fans at least go to the fucking Comedy Cellar. Artie's, who knows? And then he said he was at Governor's on Saturday. He said he made $14,000 on Governor's.
He tweeted that?
Yeah.
Why would you tweet?
Because he's an idiot. There's no way he made $14,000. Because I asked the guy, I was there at Governor's all last week. I said, how's Artie selling? He goes, all right. That's not what, you don't get $14,000 when the guy said you're selling all right.
Yeah.
You don't get, not in one night. Sorry. Sorry, Artie.
It's a lot of money.
For him.
That's like theater money, you know, or something.
Yeah, $14,000, that's a lot. For one night, that's a lot of money for a comedy club to pay you. Yeah. So unless you're selling out, unless it's sold out, and he's not selling out, so it's a fact. So, but, you know, showbiz is filled with delusional, crazy motherfuckers, and then you just kind of go, okay.
Right.
Neil just put up a fucking thing where I'm banned, of course, but he's somebody tagged me. He does a thing in a wife beater about how it's like you just want to kill yourself being around all these fucking business types.
Those white undershirts, but he's
he's
so skinny.
Yeah, but he's like, I guess he's in LA and he's like, he's edgy, or he's like, he's almost like he's just come out as being a fucking full blown AIDS homosexual, because it's like, he's like, who's he appealing to with the fucking, can you pull it up? It's on my Twitter. I retweeted it, but so it should be on my thing too.
Yeah, but I also,
you can just pull it up on Neil's thing. But then you just go like, oh man, I don't know. I guess I'm doing it wrong because I'm trying to be like, I'm trying to like see it for what it is.
Like, yeah, but it doesn't. You gotta sort of play the game, I guess.
You gotta pretend. Like, you gotta pretend this guy's great and that you're great and that you're like, you're, people can't live without you, and right, people can't live without you.
Everyone can live without me.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I tweeted that you should be hosting the Oscars.
I'd love to. Hi, welcome everybody to the Oscars.
And then you go, you tell your first joke, then you go, am I at a fish store?
At a pet store. Hey, am I at a fish store? Or is Salma Hayek have her legs open?
Yeah, and then they're just crickets.
George Clooney, what's come out of the closet already?
Brad Pitt's like, what's this guy? Oh, he's a new. No, because it's like they're trying to get they want to get people like you.
Yeah.
They want to get people that are disabled. Yeah.
No, I totally.
Is it the Philly being Philly thing?
Yeah. So,
is he doing like a Philadelphia accent?
All right, so this is funny. So,
it sounds good to announce.
Look at him. It's like what Jeff Leach will wear. Look at him. He knows.
54 just, from Philadelphia.
Okay, is that now, you can stop it? You can stop it. That's not gay, Garrett. That's not gay.
Garrett would know.
Pretty gay. The only excuse I give him is that he's at home.
Yeah, but he's not a. He knows he's such a fucking. He's such a show business cunt. He knows people are going to see it.
Yes,
it's not like he walked out of his house and TMZ fucking ambushed him. He knows. It's like he cares. He's concerned with everything. One time we got into a fight because I did Conan, and he goes, "What were you wearing?" I go, "I almost fucking choked him at my sister's house." I go, "What the fuck? What does it matter?" He goes, "You got to know what you're wearing." Then one time we used to go fucking shopping together. Because I was in L.A., he goes, "I got to take you shopping." So, because he wanted to buy me a cool jacket. He had no effect on my career.
Jacket?
So he knows that fucking shirt is going to, people are going to talk about how gay that shirt is.
What are you, like a 42 long?
That's not like an extra from the movie Philadelphia. Like what is that? Like, that's not, what the fucking, like, I'm transitioning. Oh, it's disgusting.
Neil, do you really think your brother's gay? Do you really think that?
He's something. I think he takes, you know what I think? He takes so many meds now that his dick don't work, and he's probably questioning his sexuality, you know?
What kind of meds? Like psychotropic?
Antidepressants and stuff.
Really? He's just all full of antidepressants.
I know he's on meds.
Right.
I mean, that was his show was all about, how he's taking, you know, he's fucking, they were drilling in his brain to fucking find out why he was so depressed. Or whatever. It's just, he's Irish.
Yeah.
He's Irish and he doesn't drink enough.
Hey, my
you're never depressed, are you?
I'm horribly depressed.
Oh, but then you drink and then you're fine.
Then it goes away.
Yeah.
I've been seeing a therapist now for like the past month and a half, and she's like,
I would love it if your therapist killed herself.
Oh, that'd be great. It'd be really funny. But I just, every time I leave her office, it's like I leave her little office, it's like a crowded waiting room. I go to the room, I go, I'm gonna stop wetting the bed.
Tell the audience?
I tell everyone in the waiting room, I go, I haven't wet the bed for 3 days.
She's gonna get furious if she finds out.
She's there, she thinks it's kind of fun.
Oh, she's there?
Yeah,
she walked you out
last week. I left, and I turned to her. I said, "I'm still gay. You're not doing your job. I'm still gay."
This guy's all right. You really should host the Oscars and come out on a horse or whatever. Just all kinds of.
They give me these giant envelopes. The Oscar goes to.
You have to read it like that. Hi, Chrissy. You want to sit down?
Oh, yeah.
Chrissy Mayer's here.
Oh, cool. Hi.
I'm in hot water.
Hi, Chrissy. Brian. Merry Christmas.
Hi, Brian. Merry Christmas.
All right.
So we played some Christmas music.
Red hair.
Yes.
Oh, cool. My daughter has red hair also.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Natural or dyed?
every morning a team of Filipinos works on her head. No, it's natural.
Okay.
She's only 9.
Are you natural?
No.
You're not natural?
I'm chemically enhanced.
Oh, wow.
No, I'm like a dark blonde. But I just wanted people to know I was crazy right away, so that's
red hair.
Red, yeah.
You turn on because she has got red hair like your daughter.
No, I can't even watch red hair porn.
Like, ooh, daddy.
There's a great porn star. Her name is Faye Runaway, which is a great name for a porn star. And her name is, and she had red hair. I used to love to jerk off, watch her.
Can you Google that Faye Runaway?
Pull it up, Garrett. But now no more.
I learned so much doing this show that there's a porn star called Faye Runaway.
It's a fucking phenomenal name. What part of the country are you from?
I'm from Long Island.
What town?
Rockville Center.
Nice.
Yeah.
Are you a Jewess?
That's where Atel and Amy are from there.
Yes. Like my high school. Like Amy was like a few years ahead of me in high school.
She was?
Yeah.
And did you know Atel was from there?
Yes, yeah, because everybody talks about, oh, all the people that are like,
they do.
Stern went to my high school too.
They all went to the same high school.
Yeah, yeah, I think
that's where Tell went too.
I think so. Yeah, oh, they always weird. List.
It's
him
all
on,
the
like,
Rockville Center Public High School.
Southside High School.
Oh yeah.
Say, I know your high school you go to. There's actually, I know that there's a memorial to Amy Schumer in the bathroom when she sat on and broke the toilet.
Oh God, really?
Like a rope, you know, to like, never forget.
Oh look,
is that
there's
Faye
a
Runaway.
It's not for the Faye of heart.
Nah, you mean like Fane, right? She's all right.
Those are tattoos on her legs.
Probably. Does she have legs?
That's a cute idea until you like are sick of them the next
week.
That's
so those are like, what is that, fishnets?
It's supposed to look like, you know, back seam stockings, but like a little more elaborate.
I'm not into porn as much as I used to be. I think I'm starting to think it's stupid.
I like watching porn where no one's having any fun. No one wants to be there. Everyone's just kind of...
You mean regular porn.
No, but I saw the AVNs, you know, the girls that were nominated. They're just whores, you know? Mm-hmm. They're just like, I'm a whore, she's a whore, we're all whores.
You watch Esther Koo's performance?
No, they didn't do it yet, but I just saw something on Twitter or whatever. The people who were nominated for best whore.
Best double anal.
Yeah. You guys ever watch the video of the guy who puts like Christmas ornaments or like mason jars in his butthole?
No.
And then he breaks them and he goes, ah, and then like it's very jarring at first. It's jarring. It's very jarring.
Wait, is it porn?
I think he enjoys it because you can tell he's like set up for it. I feel like the guys in the booth know what I'm talking about.
Care,
like
sure.
He'll stick it in and then you'll hear and then you're like, oh my God, is he okay? And then you'll just see like there's blood and ornaments coming out. It's maybe I shouldn't have brought that up.
It's absolutely horrible.
Yeah.
You seen it?
And it's like, happy holidays.
Does he put like a condom on it? Because then you're going to have pieces of glass in your ass. It's very dangerous.
Glass in your ass.
Yeah, I don't think he's
go ahead, caller.
What do you got?
I just realized we have callers.
Oh, we do? Favorite.
Some niggers never...
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Oh, he used to wait till the end of the song, but now they tricked us.
They queued up.
They really do. They'll always find a way.
Yeah, they queued.
Trolls will always find a way to beat you.
And
you just got banned for another month at the Comedy Cellar. Yeah, from the Comedy Cellar because we use inappropriate language or something.
Well, we said something about a celebrity of the show, and then it got back to the cell. It's a whole thing. Honestly, you're
celebrity
of the show, but
celebrity.
Celebrity. Well, she is. I mean, you know.
Loosely.
Oh, I was in Ghostbusters.
did you see that movie? What's that?
Oh, here it is. Here it is.
Ah! Is that the naked Leslie Jones picture?
It's the man.
Oh,
is that the guy with the thing on his ass?
Jarman. Oh, he sits on. Oh.
Oh,
I don't know. It's his penis. You can also see his penis.
Oh
sorry. We probably shouldn't have.
Sometimes I'm glad I'm blind.
Gross.
Am I right, guys?
Oh, okay. Oh, no.
What do you do?
Did it break? Is it icing?
Ooh.
Sorry. I really shouldn't have brought the.
Yeah, no kidding. I feel. Just bring the show to a.
I feel like.
What is it?
Oh,
what is it?
It's
shit.
He's bleeding. Oh, Lord.
Of course you're going to bleed. You have broken glass in your asshole. He needs squatty potty. My God.
Oh my God! Why would anyone do? Why would you? Oh, and now he's bleeding again.
We're gonna be allowed on the show.
Why'd you go to the doctor? You got to go to the doctor again. He's like, fool me once. Shame on you.
Like
the guy did two different things. They both let the bloody out of his anus.
Like I was in the kitchen naked. I just fell on top of a bunch of jars, and then they broke. And so I'm sorry. I'm back again. I don't know. I'm a goose.
I don't understand. Yeah. What's his end game with that?
Well,
No, people are going to watch it, but what do you gain out of it? You're like, look, I'm the guy who did that. Well, what's his end game?
Some people like pain. It's probably that, but just in his...
Yeah, but up your ass, and you got to go to the doctor?
Do you like anything in your ass?
No. Like, I don't like it. I'll endure it, like most women, but I don't, like, I'm not up thinking about, yeah, I really need...
What has to happen for you to put something in your ass?
I'd have to be so turned on. Like, I would need to have, like...
You're just wet everywhere?
Yeah. Already came at once or twice, and, like, I'd have to be, like, really thrilled with how it's
soaking
going.
Wet.
Yeah.
Soaking fucking wet. Yeah. Lick my shit pipe.
And, like,
that's my porn name, Soaking Wet.
Soaking. No G. Just a little accent over the N.
Like morning.
Yeah, like morning. Yeah. Yeah, like a great name for a sailboat. Let's take old Soaking Wet out tonight. Yeah, when I first started dating my wife, we were having sex. You know,
ooh.
I know it's cool.
They don't go down on each other. Him and his wife. Yeah. That was in their vows.
No one wants anything to do with this.
They were in their vows.
Tired from sex. I'm 45 years old.
that's like, not old.
It is old. He's going blind. He's 80% blind. He's a, like, if he was a horse, he'd be dead already. Oh, they would take him out back.
Down there is all still good.
Oh, it's so hairy because I can't see the trim anywhere down there. It's like literally.
First of all, no men trim their fucking. Yeah. Steve, do you trim yourself down there? No, nobody does. So there's no trimming necessary. Garrett, do you trim your sack or your
tree?
Really? I trim it a little bit.
Yeah, you got to trim it. You got to make it hospitable.
I lathered that fucker up this morning and did my balls and everything. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
What sort of savage are you?
That's kind of, it's Keith the Cop.
Keith the Cop over there. Don't start bossing everybody.
Yeah, yeah, no, shave. I went a regular razor. You grab that fucking thing right on the bottom
throw it
of the
over
sack
your shoulder.
And you squeeze it and then you...
What? Like a potato? Yeah. You peel like a potato?
You grab it at where the sack meets the body, and you squeeze it around so it gets nice and smooth, and then you just...
It is kind of like peeling...
You put shaving cream on it?
Yeah.
Is that how you do it?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I use a trimmer. I have like a trimmer, but...
But he says he uses electric... He uses a trimmer.
Go as tight as... And also, I'm not going anywhere near my cock with a razor now.
He's fucking blind. I wouldn't trust him with a razor either.
Wait, for you... So, you're not kidding. You really shave yourself?
Yeah, absolutely.
Who are you shaving for? Your wife?
Yeah.
I
would say anything.
So after you shave yourself, then she'll blow you more?
Yeah, I just think it's, you know.
Also makes your cock look bigger.
Yeah.
Makes it look bigger, too.
It's the what thing to do?
Gentlemanly thing to do.
It is gentlemanly. I'd
like a gentleman's club is for gentlemen.
With a lady like a mouthful of pubic hair, no, she would not.
Anything you want.
How hairy are you, motherfuckers, that you get a mouthful of pubic hair?
Me shirtless. It's gross. I mean, I'm really hairy.
I don't mind going down. I think my wife, I like it when my wife's kind of hairy because it's like being in the 70s.
It's a real man right there.
So you get one of those things stuck on your epiglottis and then you're like trying to drink water and you can't get it down.
Epiglottis? Someone's been going to med school.
Dr. Steve, fat pad. I like.
Because then my wife got waxed the other day, and then she couldn't fuck me because she had like a little bit of a thing from getting waxed. I'm like, when does it end? When does it end? Sometimes she can't fuck me because it's too much hair. Then she gets it. I'm like, does it ever end with you fucking women?
Well, I get
like excuses.
And, like when you get waxed right away, it is a little bit like a crying baby. Like it's a little bit like you know. And
so
then
it hurts.
No, it doesn't hurt, but it feels a little sensitive. And sometimes you might have like bits of wax that you have to make sure they're all the bits.
Who are you waxing for?
My boyfriend.
Yeah, but so he doesn't want to fuck you when you have hair down there.
I guess I've kind of like spoiled him. Like he's like, oh, I prefer. Like he's a true millennial, so he's like, oh, I prefer if there's none down there. Whereas like I have had exes who have like been more like, oh yeah, I'm cool with hair.
Sure.
But I just sort of, I'm too much of a people.
I think hair is like, I don't, when it's too, it's like, a, when it's no hair, it's like I'm fucking a child and I'm not, it's not cool.
I like just a very tasteful swastika. Just kind of just, you know,
it
shows there's some maintenance down there. They're really like.
Yeah, or I'll write like Black Lives Matter down there or something.
Hashtag my cunt is great.
Yeah. Thanks. Like, thanks for dinner.
And also, when it grows in, it's probably dark brown and your hair is a little.
No, it's blonde. It's like the color. Yeah. Always look at somebody's eyebrows if you're not sure what the natural hair color is.
Yeah?
Unless they do eyebrow pencil. But this is probably not what you wanted to talk about today.
We have no agenda. We talk about Kevin Hart. I mean, it's like, so it's already tired already.
That didn't take him long. He's like, fuck it,
you know what they should do? They always want to make the Oscars more inclusive. So I think they should just make the statues chocolate.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You're like, I want to thank the Academy.
So that way, I'd be like, black people are. You know what I mean?
Happy it's now.
Yeah, it's like, look, we couldn't get any black people nominated, but look, we chocolate covered bunnies.
40 Acres and a Best Cinematographer.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, so, I mean, the guy, people are like, oh, did you say, who was telling me he's going to lose money? Somebody's telling me.
Oh, it's a shit gig, and you only get paid, I think, 50 grand to do it. Which for
I mean, Kimmel said he got 15 grand, but somebody's like, oh, he's not going to sell, he's not going to be able to do a movie this year. I go, he will, it's not going to affect his,
fine.
It's not going to affect his fan base at all.
Right.
No.
Like, he's, oh, who was I talking to? My whole life's like a blur now, I can't remember anything. Maybe I was talking to my son about it. He said,
your son is adorable.
Thank you. He said, Kevin Hart's going to lose a lot of money this year. No, Kevin Hart's going to be fine.
Yeah.
I might have a rough year, but Kevin Hart's going to be fine.
So who are they going to get to host now? Because it's not that far away. It's like in March.
I think they should get that Neil Patrick Harris because he's a song and dance guy. And you know, he's gay. You almost have to be like that, you know?
Like
or maybe Yamanika.
Or Yeah.
You know?
Adams would be great.
Yeah, because she's black and fat and disgusting. So
he's funny. She's very funny.
Oh, I had a little beef with her for a couple of for 48 hours, a couple of weekends ago.
Are you good now?
No, I haven't seen her since.
You're not good.
Aaron Burke's.
You're a nice tweet.
Aaron Burke said, we were all at Dangerfields one night. Aaron Burke goes, Yamanika's up here. I was downstairs. He goes, you want me to? He was basically like, you better stay clear of Yamanika. I was like, I better.
Well, you
she hasn't had her feeding. I don't give a fuck.
Name like Yamanika, it makes me nervous.
Huh?
How long have you dated your boyfriend?
Like 4 years.
Well, that's a long time.
Yeah, it is a long time.
You guys live together?
Yeah.
Okay, what part of town do you live in?
I live in Westchester.
Ugh, Chester.
Yeah, I know. It's yeah.
Why?
Because he doesn't want to be like too far from his kid lives in Poughkeepsie, so he doesn't want to be like too far from him. Like,
is he Puerto Rican or something?
No, no, Italian.
He's Italian.
Yeah.
He's got a kid in Poughkeepsie.
Yeah.
How old is the kid?
7.
Oh. Wait, how many Puerto Ricans have kids in Poughkeepsie? Is that a common thing?
It's very Puerto Rican to me to like to be like having a
kid. My kid's up in.
It's pretty poor.
My kid's up in
yo, I cannot be too yo, Pablo is over there. I cannot live all in the city. I only been in Westchester.
Pero I have to travel. Pero.
Where to Westchester? What town?
My Plains.
Oh, my God. Westchester.
Don't stalk me. No, you can stalk me.
No, there's nothing I hate more than Westchester. Whenever I go up there, I'm like, I fucking hate it. There's like nothing there. There's nothing there. It's like you, as soon as you like leave the Bronx, it's just like it's all trees, and then you can't. I remember I was trying to like find a gas station. It was like around White Plains, and where do the fucking Clintons live? There's just highways, and I guess the towns are little. They're all like little towns, so they're not spread out, right?
No.
I mean, it's not like you can go to a town and you can find it or something.
Well, being from Long Island, like, I find Westchester actually a lot more bearable. I think just the people are better than Long Islanders. Like, I find Long Island is the worst.
Yeah,
they're
the
worst.
I
left
people.
A shit ton of presents on the Metro North last Wednesday, and I, like, filed a report. I was like, this is, like, farting into the air. Nobody will ever see this or care. And then I called, and I had actually, like, a cop friend who's, like, a friend of one of the shows, I think, in Hot Water. And so basically, like, I went in this morning and it was there. They found, like, I mean, everything was gnarled.
They all open and
they had
stuff?
To have the dog, like, sniff and lick everything to make sure it wasn't bombs.
Sounds like a rough
but
day.
I got
for
it
you.
Back. I mean, everything looks like shit. I can't give any of it away now or return it because it's
Wait,
all manhandled.
You can't? You can't just repackage it?
I'll try. It's going to be.
What was it for?
It was for, like, my boyfriend's family. It was, like, all this stuff.
I'll take it off your hands. I'll give it to my mom.
Like, some elevated skincare?
Yeah, anything. My mom's, like, the thought that counts. My mom's real old.
Aww. Also Italian, too. It's like, hey, a cheese grater. Great.
That's true. They do love food stuff.
Exactly. It's some kind of, like, they wouldn't pay anything.
I was so happy that nobody stole it. I was like, all right, Westchester.
Yeah, I could see that.
They saw there was no value. Go ahead, caller.
You got favorite Christmas memory?
Yep.
Oh, just McCarrot's not here.
My favorite Christmas memory was my mom would drive us around and we look at the rich people's Christmas decorations.
Okay.
When I was in Long Island last week, the people really, they really go out of their way with the decorations. It's amazing.
Contest, yeah.
Yeah, because it's summer. Go ahead, caller.
Hey.
Yo, Kev.
Yeah.
Oh, it's me. Hey, it's me, Selmo. What's up?
Hey, Selmo. Hey, what's up, buddy?
Damn. Hey, Chrissy. Dude, I was going to call up and tell Chrissy how sexy she is, how much I want to pork her. She has a boyfriend of 4 years? Well, that's so unsexy. Why'd you have to admit that? You should have kept that to yourself.
I mean, I'm still single from a tax standpoint, so hang in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
But she told
you know that guy that calls in with the songs?
Yeah.
You know who he's playing, right? You know it's Johnny Rebel songs, right?
Yes.
From the 90s. Howard Stern interviewed him once.
Yep.
In the 90s.
Yep.
It was freaking awesome. Hey, I have nothing to say. I mean, Artie's crazy.
Hey, you're Artie's number one fan, right?
I used to love them in the early 2000s. I still do. But now he's kind of, look, I don't know who's going to hear this, and I don't care. They're going to, like, you know, say, oh, you're a fucking poser then, but he's just such a fuck-up now that it's depressing. You know, I named my kid after him.
Wow,
I
really?
My firstborn I'm not kidding.
Is he in Poughkeepsie?
Your daughter's going to get mad.
Oh, I really liked you until you said you had a kid. Ugh.
Yeah.
And my wife went behind my back and changed his name. She's like, I'm not going to have my kid's name of a junkie. And she went behind my back and legally changed his name. Fucking cost $600.
What?
But anyway, yeah, because once he, if she, in order to have it changed legally again to another name besides Artie, she has to pay $600.
Yeah.
I don't know. She got some service to do it for her. She's fucking stupid now. I was like, dude, whatever. But, hey,
you're getting off topic.
Maybe it could be Artemis. That's a nice name.
Go ahead.
As Artie's number one fan, I have to admit, his stand-up is not that good. He's the funniest fucker on radio, like just shooting the shit, quick on his feet. Like, Brian McCarthy, to me, in my opinion, is funny as he is.
Oh,
but
thanks.
When it comes to stand-up, yeah, Artie, I don't know. I mean, it's just, you know, you go there to support the guy.
We all want to go on Twitter and have our beefs on Twitter. It's fun. I'm not going to lie. But, you know, every problem in your life can't be resolved on Twitter. So he's like, you know, this happened and then that happened and, you know, and I made $14,000. It's like, show us the check. Show us the fucking check, you know. So it's all just a bunch of shit. And then you go like, all right, Artie, you're winning. And then you see that nose and you're like, okay, well, maybe you're not winning totally.
You blew a big hole in it, right?
Yeah, I don't know. But the point is, he's a nice enough guy. But, you know, he trolled me on Twitter for no reason. So he's like, he gets a little something. And then he goes on Twitter and he's like, oh, we'll do this. And he's like, I'll do this. And the fact that the Comedy Cellar's like, we love you, Artie. It's like, I mean, I don't know what that was about. But I can't even get involved because then I'll get banned again.
Right.
Again, on some level, you know, hanging out with Louis's like, I don't, Twitter's stupid. I mean, Louis made some bad choices, but.
No.
With Twitter, you know, he's like, at some point you got to realize, like, Twitter is, you're not going to resolve anything on Twitter, really, you know, it's just going to create more problems. And, you know, the trouble with the celebrity, quote unquote celebrity, I got in trouble in the first place was because of Twitter.
Right.
Got drunk on Twitter. And then you start like, oh, then it's like a fucking video game, you know? You're like, there's no real consequences, but then maybe there are, you know? I'm only giving Artie shit because he attacked me on Twitter for no reason, went after my wife and kids and all that shit, and now he's like,
when?
And it was like, fucking, it was over nothing. So when I see him on Twitter, I'm like, he ain't winning being on Twitter, you know? How about getting off of heroin, you fat fuck?
Oh, man.
How about going drug free, you gigantic fat fuck?
About 5 years ago, I was blackout.
Jesus, maybe I'll get banned now because they love him so much down there.
You
went after Artie Lang.
We at the Greenwich Comedy Club.
Hey,
what?
Hey, real quick, can I sing one of the Johnny Rebel song in a Southern accent without saying the N word? Without actually, I promise you.
What do we have to gain by that?
I don't know. It's a funny song.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, it's called N-word hating me. Look, check this out. Look, I'm Mexican, but look, check out my Southern hick voice. Look,
boy.
I like sugar, not like tea, but I don't like N-word no three. There's two dumb things that'll make.
No, I wish I had sunglasses too.
And a hoggin flop and a big black suit. You know it, cause I show it like a barnyard rooster. I crow it. And the NAACP would like to get a hold of Edward Hate Me. How was that?
That was awesome.
It was really great. You want to plug any dates?
I love you, Kevin. I got
all right, bye-bye.
Merry Christmas.
Bye.
See you later.
Selma. What's his name? Selma
the
something.
Best listeners.
The cleaning woman or whatever.
The cleaning woman.
Yeah. Because I guess that was based off of Artie's. His cleaning woman was named Selma. And
it's like, why are all these spoons broken and burned?
Oh.
Why are all these spoons burned here?
They're just cheap. I don't know.
So do you like your boyfriend's son? Or?
Yeah. He's really cool. Mostly because he thinks that I'm like so famous because he's a kid and he doesn't know any better.
Right.
But he's like seen me on TV a couple times and he thinks like, that's all there is to it.
My son the other day goes, Dad, how old do I have to be to watch Burning Bridges?
Aww.
48.
I'm like, I don't even know what the answer is.
Do you get along with the ex?
There's really no like opportunities. Like I only see her
in jail
when we drop him off. No, we don't like chat. We're not like, you know.
Is she a redhead too?
No.
What is she? She's Italian.
I guess she's Italian.
She lives in Poughkeepsie.
Very blonde, yeah.
She's from Poughkeepsie?
I don't know where she's from. Probably Westchester.
You can't answer these questions, right?
I've never actually thought about it.
No. You guys should go and get like Mandy Petties. And, like,
no, I'd rather not. I'd rather have bad anal.
Never marry a WAP.
I think it's a little weird to have a step. I think other than the money thing, that's keeping me married because I don't want other people around my kids.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, it's not like a bad thing, but I just don't want it. You know what I mean? I don't want some dude like going
creep. Yeah.
Taking my kids to the fucking mall.
He's a little like the toy Lamborghini. You're like, where'd you get that? He's like, mommy's new friend, one of many. One of many friends.
She would. She'd really whore it up.
Oh, yeah. She, you kidding me? She'd be like, I'm dripping, Kevin. I need money to replace the wood floor because there's so much cum coming out of my pussy. My culo is full of cum. My father's fourth wife, who he married, I walked in on.
That's a gay name of a good country song.
My father's fourth wife was an N-word. But I walked into the apartment. And I heard through the door, they were fucking in the living room, and I heard him say, I'm going to shove it in your ass. And
Oh my God.
How old were you?
I'm 43. No.
That's a terrible Christmas morning.
No, right? I just want to get my, can I get my television, please? I was 15. Okay. And I had all these beers I'd hidden in my bedroom. So I just tried to sneak into the house.
The beers from around the world?
No, they're like Schaefer. Remember that?
Warm Schaefer's.
Irish Catholic baby.
I remember seeing my dad's penis a lot. Like I don't think we had it. Like. We didn't really have a naked house, but I remember just like being little and like seeing his penis.
Why?
We were like, I don't know, because he would just be like in the bathroom naked a lot. Like my parents both had no boundaries. Like a lot of barging into the bathroom, a lot of barging into our room, like the room I shared with my sister. So you always like were on edge. Like anytime you're in a room, you're like anyone can come in at any point. And I just remember like, yeah, my dad would be naked and I don't know if it's because I was so little, but his penis like looked big, or at least it did in my hand. You know what I mean?
Exactly right.
It was all worth it for the punchline. Yeah. Was it hard?
No, never. Thank God. Ugh.
A big floppy, flaccid cock.
Like an elephant trunk.
Yeah. That would
Thanks,
be awful.
Brian. That really works. That really works for radio and TV. You blowing your nose. Visually, it's hilarious.
You need a cough button.
Yeah, right. And, I think the Foley machine or the Foley thing where they do like the two shoes walking down the stairs.
Yeah. Oh, God. I like when people pick their... I saw a lot of that this weekend, people picking their nose. I'm like, what's that?
Is it SantaCon or just in general?
Oh, just don't pick your nose on the train, like, ever. Like what's in your nose that's got to be picked? And then this one lady, she's like picking it, and then she's looking, and I'm like, she's going to the Upper East Side. And then she's like, and then when she stopped, she's all like, I'm like, oh, she's fucking, she's like, she's mental. She's got a mental problem.
If you know for sure that nobody that would recognize you would be on the train.
Oh, it's still disgusting.
It's so gross.
I went to Catholic school as a kid, and I got caught by the nun who was teaching the class, me picking my nose. She made me walk up in front of the entire class and pick my nose and eat it in front of everybody. I was just getting in there.
Whoa.
Did you eat it?
Well, I was eating it already.
You were already eating it.
I was already eating it, so it made me come up for the whole class.
But the nuns back then could just do whatever they wanted, because there was no PC world, and they were like, yeah, I'm just going to beat you with a stick.
Yeah, exactly.
Plus, it wasn't a public school cell, but it was like, basically the parents are like, here, do whatever you want to my kids, because it's a private school, Catholic school. It really wasn't, but that's how the nuns look at it, like, They want the treatment that we give them, you know.
They would toss kids out the window. Like I've read really shitty reports.
I read that same year. I was in class and was really quiet. I farted really, really loudly
on purpose.
Yeah, totally. And then the nun came over and he sat in the corner facing the wall. Principal comes in and he's like, "What's with him?" She goes, he broke gas really loud." And he was like, "All right," and he just left. Like it was like part of the educational experience.
And she made you fart and eat it.
Yeah, smell and eat it. Exactly. This made me eat her pussy.
Oh.
You imagine eating a nun's pussy?
I really could.
I bet it's sewn up. I bet it's like sort of just like fused together.
It's so sad that they nuns can never get laid, but the priest can. Isn't that really sad?
There's a bunch of abuse now coming out with nuns now. Now it's coming out that like all these convents were like hotbeds of like lesbian.
They weren't getting none.
Ah, it was a bad habit.
Yep. We should take this on the road.
We really should.
You just killed 15 seconds of
exactly
stage time.
Also, I'm kind of blind, too. Like, I'm -8.5 in this eye and -8 in that eye.
You wear contacts?
Yeah, yes.
Are they fake? Are they colored? Or
all real, except for this. And this is mostly padded. But, yeah, these are the real color.
Wait, so what's with whip memories? What is it on Monday at In Hot Water?
It's like mom. It's memories out Monday.
Then they have tits out on Tuesday?
Yeah, it's
so every day.
Day
is tits out?
Yeah. There you go. So, is it Monday?
That's a clear ripoff of
what are you talking about?
Are they going to be sued by ONA?
Yeah, Anthony, yeah. Hope he's going to serve it himself.
All they have to do is just fill in the little.
Do you go topless on the show?
No, I think I just was in my bra. I took my bra. I was on Morning with Karen Margolis, and she wasn't wearing a bra, so like in solidarity, I took mine off, and then I felt weird, so then I put my bra on top of my clothes.
Hold on, Karen was topless?
She was braless.
What does that mean? Like, but she
not
had a shirt on.
Not wearing a bra, but she had a shirt on.
Oh,
you could see like her things.
Yeah, you could sort of. Yeah,
you could see her those big juicy Israeli nips of hers.
Yep.
Yeah. She's Israeli?
Yeah, she's
really known for their juicy nips.
Exactly. Juicy nips.
That's why people go visit there.
Oh, no, there it is. Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, wow, she does have juicy nips.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'm actually getting hungry.
It's all that hummus.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I guess women can't do that because guys would just go crazy.
I mean, this is just what everybody's doing on their cell phone, right? Just, like, zooming in. And I was like really talking about my bra in depth, and I was like, nobody's even looking at me.
Is your bra really padded?
And who's that on the right? Karen Margolis.
Karen Margolis.
Has she been on her show?
I don't know, but she's great.
On her show? No, I asked you, and you passed.
Say that on the air.
Sorry,
I passed. That's when we have our pre-production meetings.
I know, right? Exactly. We had Tony Danza in that week.
Nipples look so great through a shirt, don't they? Like that?
They do. I was telling them that I have a couple pairs of fake nipples at home that I would like a couple years ago. I just wear them like during the summer with a dress, and then like you just wear these hard nipples and you just do it for like looks and like walk past the consumer.
You have fake nipples?
Yeah, they're. I should have brought them in. They're like plastic.
Where do you tie?
Like, lick them and stick them, and they're just like. They look like regular nipples, but they're just hard. So
and what you try to and you it looks
just wear a tries, shirt.
It looks more attractive. So that's
yeah,
what
you
do.
Wear like a real thin bra with it. So like,
Jesus,
or like
Christ.
A tighter
women
dress.
Are nuts.
Yeah, yeah.
Shit, they'll do. You know what? Let's make fake nipples.
And also, you know, some woman died from getting a fake ass, so it's like not,
they put, like,
it's
cement,
not that much
like cement in her butt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oof. Apparently, ass implants are. That's really the new thing.
And they go down. They try to save money. They go to the DR and they end up cost like paying thing. Extra because they
yeah.
die.
Like, yeah. die.
Because
yeah.
then you got the burial costs and everything. Right. So you're better off just not getting it.
They take the fat from elsewhere in your body and then they stick it in your ass. But then,
but it's not.
That gets in their blood and then they die.
Yeah, but they're not really good doctors doing it, right? No. Because the good doctors don't fuck with that, right?
Like
don't
turkey or yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not really.
It's like in China, they just mean the genetically mutated.
Don't have any, you don't have a pun about the turkey doctors?
Yeah, which is a pretty foul job. I'm so sleepy.
I'm not going to use my baster.
You're a master at it.
Take your fat out of one.
Baster, I just met her.
it's so dumb that they would. I mean, if you're trying to get a fake ass. But Florentine was just saying, oh, that's he goes to his local strip club. They all got fake asses down there.
Yeah, because they all have to like compete with one another.
Yeah, but it don't look good.
It feels like the standard. It's like a group mentality, and then it's a pressure.
It's
like
everything, right? Am I right? Even when in the blind community, everybody's trying to outdo each other.
Yeah, I've got a
stick.
A new stick. It's 14 feet long.
I've got a shinier dog.
All right.
A fluffier dog.
You see my Labradoodle?
Right,
he has feline AIDS. Top of that. We're quite a pair.
If Neil was there, I'd punch him right in his face.
You really hate your brother.
It's just so disgusting. I mean, people say...
Is that your brother?
Yeah. Well, who'd you think it was?
I had no idea.
Oh, you're a fan.
I thought you had the same last name. I mean,
yeah.
I know who he is. I'm not...
You know, we have the same parents, too.
Did you get a signed headshot?
No, he's not like in my Spank Bank or anything. I just didn't... I never put it together.
Spank Bank. Who's in your Spank Bank besides Florentine?
Channing Tatum. Yeah, it's like, you know, I'll just...
You think I was really shitting on Neil Brennan just because we had the same name?
I'd
be real psychotic.
It would be.
If I had a last name common like Smith, and I went after all these Smiths, this motherfucker, Jeffrey Smith.
Yeah. It's like Larry King is like, yeah. That coon from the 60s?
Hey, Rodney King. Stop making me look bad.
No, they're one of he's one of 10 children.
Yeah, I knew.
I never met him.
Yeah.
Never met him, but they tell me.
They used to tour the country singing songs.
A school bus.
School bus.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You get along?
Yeah, other than the fact that I haven't spoken to him in 5 years, and I'll kill him when I see him. Get along, sure. Thanks for keeping up with the show, Chrissy.
Okay, look, I had
Jesus Christ.
I just put my lipstick on.
Big fan. Right. So I don't really know your background. Along. Are you a comic?
No, she's a showgirl. She's a Rockette.
No, Rockettes have to be between 5'6 and 5'10 and a half, so I'm too short.
So if you know somebody who's dating a Rockette, he's a homosexual.
Right.
That's like a throwback. Like, I'm dating a Rockette. Right. She's terrific, and she comes in dancing.
So annoying. Yeah. Because she's always going to be like, where's my top hat? I'm like, I don't know what your fucking top hat is.
Why do they have to line up from tallest in the middle and then shorter? So they all look like they're the same height in one line. I used to work there.
What?
I used to work at
the Radio City?
What do they have to do?
They have to have the tallest girls in the middle and then shorter as they go out so that it's like an eyeball trick, and it makes them look like they're all the same height when they're on the kick line.
Here we go now.
They think of everything.
Line up,
girls. They think of everything.
Let's go. These boys are going to war, see?
I would be giving tours of that, because that was my job, is to give tours
of behind the scenes thing?
Radio City.
Oh, that's cool.
And people would ask us, is there a weight requirement? Which, of course, there is, but they would say to us, like, you have to answer it in like a PC way. You have to say, oh, no, it just has to be like proportional. Hey, look over there, an elevator. You know, like, you have to quick.
I used to have to do that with the, when I worked at the improv, and I'm 44th and 9th. It's been since closed, but,
25 years.
I couldn't say who the acts were because the owner was crazy, and she thought they were spies from the other club, even though the other clubs were always doing better. So they would say, who's on the show tonight? I'd be like, some of the finest talent in the New York City area. And I keep saying, they go, you can't name names? I go, some of the finest talent. And sometimes she would be there. I was just like, I just wanted to fucking die. Then also, they'd be like, do you have food? I'd be like, we have some of the finest finest finger foods in the New York City area. It was just so ridiculous. Because she was like very paranoid. And she eventually went insane. So
that's true.
If someone's like really paranoid, they're probably insane.
Mm.
Yeah. Anybody has like conspiracy theory, like a real serious conspiracy theorist, they're on their way to insanity.
It's a symptom of a larger problem.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for.
So, are you a comic? Do you go up?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
Well, you guys should really find out about each
other.
Yeah,
you're really following.
Find out about the show, and then you should find out a lot of a little background work.
Tell me about this boy in Poughkeepsie again.
He's a boy.
Is he a good swimmer?
Youngest fan.
Exactly right.
Is he a swimmer? Because they
no,
have the
I
huts.
Could teach can him. I've been teaching him a little bit, like during the summer. Like, because I was a diving coach for like many years.
He was a muff diver for.
Hey.
Only, but not 4 days a month.
He doesn't go down on his wife.
Yeah, you mentioned that.
Isn't that crazy? Isn't that crazy for a woman to hear?
It's Christmas. You should just try again.
It's Christmas at the very least.
Put a ornament on it.
Yeah, try it, and then like you know, because
maybe since it's
that.
The season, maybe bring a Rockette over and go down on her.
Kick her in the cut and lead it.
It's a mistletoe down there.
Yeah, exactly.
Mistletoe on the camel toe.
I went to a Christmas party Saturday night on the Upper West Side. And
no way.
I literally, I told my
wife, must be great at parties.
I have a Christmas outfit that I wear, and I was to my wife. I'm like,
sweater, like a rape sweater.
Oh no, it's a whole thing. It's a whole
Cosby
it's
rape
really
sweater.
Good put together thing. So, I'll be wearing it.
You
next
think Bill Cosby kept like pills in those little pockets?
An advent calendar sweater, but each little door is like a pill that goes into a drink.
Coming into semen into this tradition.
Oh, the pippin' and the boppin' and the dancing to the songs and the look over there.
It is hilarious that he was a fucking rapist and he used to drug them.
But I mean,
a guy just shows to it goes to show how hard it is to get laid if you're a man.
Well, this is what a hack I am. I was at the party and I wanted.
He's a big star. Like, what chance do we have? You're blind and I have no talent.
I'd get pussy like crazy if I was single. You kidding me?
Where?
I don't know. Probably like the pet store.
Women's prison.
Yeah, women's prison. Idle in the front. You need a ride? You need a ride to Poughkeepsie?
Start going down on your wife again.
Yeah.
It happens. It'll.
No, it's like you got to stay. You got it. Because if you go down, if you haven't been down there a long time and you go down, it's going to be scary.
See what
you won't,
it's like.
You won't like it. You got to get it. Once you get out of the hat, habit, it's going to be...
At the beginning of Scooby-Doo and all the bats fly out.
Yeah, there's like she coughs, there's dust.
Yeah.
It happens to me.
My wife, though, she was going around the neighborhood and she goes, she didn't go to the party. And I said, do me a favor, go
you to didn't
the-
go to the party?
No, our babysitter got sick. So I said...
You went by yourself.
I did. Yeah.
Blind man goes to a Christmas party by himself.
And shit-faced. And so...
Did you know a lot of people?
Yeah, a fair amount. It was a kid that went to school with one of my kids, and so
blind drunk
parents. I got sighted drunk. I got so drunk I could see.
That would be funny.
But so my wife said, to be fair, would you see if the Korean place is going to have mistletoe? I want to put it on my crotch.
Aww.
At this party. Like, yeah. I was going to do that hacky thing where like I was going to put mistletoe.
You asked your wife?
Yeah.
And what'd she say?
She's like, I'll see if they have it.
She sounds like a champ.
She's like a great straight man, huh?
She's great.
See if they have it.
She's like, I don't. She's like, she's like, you want to go? She went to call me from the deli, and she was like, they don't have it. Do you want me to go somewhere else? I said, no, it's kind of a dumb idea. At moments past.
You told her what? You told her what you're going to use it for?
Yeah. I was going to put a little stick in front of it and just kind of be like, hey, mistletoe, hey.
Like, that's fine if you're like, if you can see, but if you're blind, you don't even know what's going on in the room.
I'm in the corner, like talking to like a plant.
or like a little girl standing there looking at you. It's because, you know, sometimes kids will just wander into a scene that's not appropriate.
This apartment was huge, and they had a wing of where all the kids were. Occasionally, some kid would like run out.
Where they kept a staff?
Yeah, they kept a staff.
Staff quarters?
Bring that mulatto over. I feel like a pig in a blanket. Bring me the mulatto.
What do you mean we can't say Oriental anymore?
Exactly.
Did you find the kids to be like shitty kids?
They all go to school with my daughter, so no, they're nice.
Okay, all kids are shitty though, really. Yeah. When you get right down,
they're all like 11 and 12. They don't really.
Yeah.
Once the kids turn like 12, they're sort of like they just sort of do their own thing. You know, like, okay, I'll see you when you're 19 or something. You just sort of, you know.
Yeah.
It's cool. I mean, it was earlier that day. My daughter, it was her birthday that day, so we had like 18 kids at a karaoke place and I don't know, blah, 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 whatever. But it was fun.
Is it a private school she goes to? I used to work at Browning, which is an all boys private school in the Upper East Side.
Yeah.
Fuck all of them or just
no? Somewhere? I mean, I would never have sex with more than one or two kids. I mean, I'm not an animal.
And also, if you
that'd be funny. If a teacher got busted, you fucked the whole classroom.
Yeah,
I fucked 20 of the kids.
You fucked 2 10-year-olds. It's like you're fucking a 20-year-old.
There you go.
And wasn't it in the New York Post? There was a couple days ago.
You're a math teacher.
A teacher, and she was like, she fucked a 15-year-old, and she was like, he made me do it. She like totally doubled down. She doubled down.
Why would you do that? I mean, like, men who are like 30 are barely good in bed. Why would you go for a 15-year-old? Like,
that dick is hard all day.
And you're probably like, you have power over them, so you like have that.
Yeah, but also, it's like, you really got to want to fuck these kids because it's illegal.
Yeah.
You go to jail, you lose your job, you're fucking ruined. Where are you gonna? You're not gonna get another. You're not gonna get another job.
I think what they see is like they look at the kid and they go, "Ooh, yeah, like low to no STDs." Like,
right?
You know, that's what
when I see a boy, I think the same thing.
Mm-hmm. I'll give him
a school.
Sick of people giving me herpes. I'm gonna give him herpes. It's enough of this.
You're like, yeah, he's got an internship coming.
Go ahead, caller. Sorry.
Favorite kid you want to fuck?
Yo.
Yo.
Do you ever feel like this show has gone downhill in the last 6 months?
Yes.
Because ever since Brian got a seat here, it fucking sucks.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh.
And now that Gavin doesn't have a platform, it's time he takes on the third mic. Also, can you stop bringing in chicks talking about their vaginas and all the business putting in it? Fuck, that's boring.
He's right.
He's right. All right.
He's right about everything.
Have you and your cunt talk.
Hey, I didn't really bring it up.
But he wants. That's a good point. Gavin got fired from his. Steve, you know anything about that?
Just got fired from CRTV.
For what? Is Keith still here? Huh?
What do you call it? Merged CRTV.
Is Keith still here? Garrett, is Keith still here?
No one's in there.
He is, but. I maybe went to the bathroom.
So are you saying you don't like me, caller?
There.
Like, he's troll. He's a troll. No, but because Gavin McGinnis got fired from or whatever. They merged two things and then they let him go right after they said, hey, he's part of the team. So.
And I really liked his background that he had, like his show. Like he had little.
Did you see it?
Like.
Get off my lawn?
I've watched his show a few times. Yeah, and I also watched when he called in here for the Christmas show.
Yeah, but do you have to be a subscriber to watch his show? Get off my lawn?
I feel like I've seen clips of it on YouTube.
So, my point is, I'm trying to say it very delicately, it's not a good time to be a right-wing guy. So, we probably should stop saying bad words.
I'm not right-wing. You kidding me?
No, we're not right wing, but it's like all these right. Am I right, Steve?
You're right.
I mean, it's like fucking that's what they're going after. It's like it's not a witch hunt, but you got to be careful, you know. Even the right wing people are disassociating themselves from right wing people if they think he's trouble. So and like it's been documented, the whole Proud Boys thing started here as like a little fun. Thing to kill some time, and then it became like a fucking thing, and now it's this, and now Gavin's like, even right wingers are like, hey, Gavin's too much, he's toxic, huh?
Chill out with
So I don't even. I think politically, it's always rough to fucking either way.
I think it's funny because Gavin's Canadian, so he has a kind of little like twin chief accent.
Does he?
Oh yeah. So, and he's always very polite about it. He's like, hey, you know, the Holocaust never happened, eh?
Is he?
I don't know. If it's...
Yeah, he's vaguely.
Ask Keith. Can we ask Keith?
He's doing something.
Maybe the three of us just need to go to a couple protests. And then
Keith, what happened? What's the story on Gavin?
Take pictures of
what? Why? Yeah. What? You know the?
Even it, no.
I mean, you don't have to say anything you don't want to say. But did he? Was that? Did they? Why? What happened all of a sudden? Because he was part of the team, and then all of a sudden they're like.
The only thing I know is what pretty much is all on social media, is that he got let go after the merger.
And he didn't do anything. They just let him go.
I didn't hear anything directly from him. So.
And did you hear anything about Artie Lang getting 14,000 at Governor's on Saturday?
I heard it on Burning Bridges a little while ago, and then I saw it on his Twitter feed, yes.
Thank you, Keith.
Anytime.
No, but I just, when I see that, I go, holy shit, because Owen Benjamin, who was like, for a while, he was like, I'm like, this guy's got it all figured out. And now he's like banned from everything. They're banning you from Patreon. Like, it's fucking, it's weird. Like, they can just go, because you think it's like not a private company, but then it turns out it is. All this shit is private. Twitter and fucking Patreon and Facebook and YouTube. They can just go, we don't want you. So you can't, you can only fuck with these people so long because they all lean and left. They have
PayPal too. Huh? I think PayPal can stop people from contributing to certain
PayPal like I think Owen Benjamin got in a lot of trouble. I think he had to like go. He was going to get banned from Patreon, but then when you're fighting Patreon, it's like fighting your parents when you're 10. Yeah. Like you can put up a fight, but you're going to lose. You're just going to lose because they're like we're the boss. It's like when my kids go like, "Dad, you're a fucking like when I'm like I'm Santa, motherfucker." Like you want to fuck with Santa? I don't say that, but it's the same thing. Like if they're fucking with your money.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Fall asleep.
No, I'm just listening.
Brian's good because he's got the dark glasses. I don't even know if he's sleeping or not. But
yeah, it's like in The Simpsons where like Homer would have like different sunglasses and
eyeglasses.
And he was awake,
exactly.
But sleeping in church.
He's on the jury, exactly.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
So, well, you guys got a lot in common.
We
yeah, Neil's my brother, and he's blind, and she does stand up.
Yeah.
So I just so we're all caught up.
What do you look like? Can I get in there? Oh, you're cute. Look at you. All right. White coat.
Then we kissed.
Oh, but Steve, don't you think it's weird that it's like even the right-wingers are like, hey, this guy's too right-wing for us? It's just when they're fucking with your money, you're like, oh, what the fuck did I do?
That's the problem. They take away their source to get money, and where are they supposed to go now?
And then this other guy, I don't even know who he is, but this Jordan Peterson, he's telling everybody, like, because this guy got banned from Patreon, so he goes, go to this other thing, so I clicked on it. But then if you make it hard for people, they just don't do it.
Yeah.
Like if they go to Patreon, that's one thing. If they go to PayPal, but then if they go to a news site and they're not even familiar with the news site, it's fucking scary, you know.
Alex Jones, what happened to him? Is he done?
Yeah, that's it. He was the beginning of it. He was the beginning of it where they're like, look what we can do to this motherfucker. And so now he's still in his thing, but it makes it harder to find a guy because back in the day, you used to see his clips all over the fucking place on Twitter, on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Just on you, it would just pop up, and then you watch them. But now, like none of that, because they're like, "We're a private company." But you think it's not, but it is.
Maybe he's just hanging out with Matt Lauer somewhere, you know?
Maybe Louis C.K.
Matt Lauer bought a sheep station in New Zealand.
Did he
sheep
station?
That's how bad it is.
My sheep?
No, it's like a like sheep. It's like a farm.
It's like a
30,000-acre farm that he bought.
That's how bad it is.
Yeah.
He's got to go that far to do something with his money because no one else will take it.
It's a ranch. He's going to
be a
ranch.
Sheep guy.
He's done. He's done.
Going to be a shepherd.
Yeah, exactly. What a flocking shame.
I don't even know how he does it. What a flocking shame. Oh, Chip would have loved to.
Yeah, I would have loved to have gone, but yeah, there you go. I couldn't have anyway.
Yeah, because you had to go to that party.
Look at that party on Saturday.
Looking for mistletoe.
I had a little of the booger sugar that night, too.
Ooh. Did you?
A little bit, yeah. Not too
on bad. Saturday?
Saturday night. Yeah.
On the way there?
Well.
And then you end up at a strip club?
Oh, my mouth. No.
It's like Nicolas Cage, even Las Vegas. Then I ended up at the strip club by myself, and this stripper took all my money.
I went to the party for a while, and then this gay guy that I met from last year, he and I were hanging out. But then I got a little amped, and I was talking to this really attractive mom. Everyone's a couple there.
Did you do the same thing where you're like, let me see you?
Yep.
I came and it works every time.
Come in. My hands and my eyes.
I see you. It's Braille, right?
Exactly. You got a fat clit for a Jew broad.
Braille vagina.
but then there was this
one. I got your kids have removed from the school. You're so bad at the party on Saturday, they remove your kids from the school on Monday.
Yeah, they're like, sorry.
You're telling me about they had a fat clit?
They give me back my check. They're like, sir, please, we're not enough.
When did you do coke? At the house?
Oh, God. Why did I say that?
Are you in a Lyft?
I was
in a car?
I took a Lyft there, and I may have called. My friend wanted to get something, and I have a good number. So I like, picked up something right. Literally, like, their apartment is on 79th and Columbus in Amsterdam, and I may have picked something up. Why am I even saying this? In front of the doorman building. So, like, I get out of my car. I walk into this, like, Hyundai minivan. This Dominican girl that I, you know, I'm like, I go, hey, thanks, blah, 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 blah. I go on the party. I go upstairs to the party. And then I was talking to this really hot mom. She's a little kind of Jewess, you know? Like,
yeah. She's really, by herself?
No, she's with her husband, and her husband next to her. And I kept saying, you're so pretty. You're such a knockout. You're such a great body. And he goes, I'm a plastic surgeon. He goes, I made her.
Wow.
He goes, I made her. So
she's just laughing?
Job. She's laughing.
And she started shooting bullets out of her tits. Like.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Right. She told me she had a vaginoplasty.
Oh, yeah.
Like a rejuvenated, yeah. You know.
And he did it?
I know. He said his he does only from the shoulders up. So one of his colleagues did her tits and whatever else down.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it wasn't awkward. So he was flattered that you kept saying how hot his wife was.
Yeah.
And that was after you did blow?
It's hard to believe with a guy that wears an argot sweater.
I'm real coked up, but she looks hot to me. Merry Christmas,
everybody.
Merry
Christmas. That's not snow. That's cocaine.
You're such a mess.
No.
I don't know.
Funny.
I'm afraid to do coke because I don't know what's going to happen. This guy's blind in New York City by himself. He's like, let me do some coke. Wow. And then I just got out of a Hyundai Sonata.
My friend and his wife were at a restaurant.
They met you at the outside the house?
Oh, yeah, it's a delivery service, yeah.
Yeah, but where'd you do the coke?
In the allegedly. In one of the bathrooms.
I wish your wife listened to this show. Does somebody help you do coke? Because can you even do coke by yourself?
I figure it out.
Does the dog help you?
You just snort everything on the counter?
The dog leaves your head.
Right? Hey, Mr. Kibbles. Mr. Kibbles, is this too much?
Is this baby powder or is this cocaine?
Right.
What if you snort baby powder? Can that fuck up your head? Can that fuck you up?
I mean, no, this is good shit.
No, but I'm saying if there's something else on the counter, like, you don't see it.
Yeah, like allegedly, if this all happened, and I'm kidding about all of this, of course, but you take a key, you put it in a little bag, and then...
And so you never touch anything except a key.
I'm not making, like, lines on a marble. Plus, the counter was marble and white.
You're not like Scarface in the...
Yeah, it's... Oh, okay.
Joe! Hey,
we wish Joe a Merry Christmas and a Happy Georgia. So, yeah. But then it was...
I can't believe, what the fuck is wrong with you?
It was great because then...
You came home all coked up.
So then I was at the party, and I'm hanging out for like an hour, and there was a bunch of different people I didn't really know, so for about an hour, I was kind of bored, so I called my buddy who lives on the corner. I said, what are you doing? He goes, my wife and I were at dinner. He goes, come join us. So
I
got myself a giant pint glass. I filled it with, like, this much Maker's Mark and some ginger ale, just walking down 79th Street, drinking my drink. Just like,
you stole it from the party? You started from the people's house?
I made myself a roadie. It wasn't stealing. I mean...
Do they even have a name for it?
Yeah, roadie.
Oh, yeah, roadies.
Yeah, Brody.
Yeah, jungle juice.
You're
whatever.
Trash like me.
Jungle juice.
Jungle
Purple
juice.
Slurple?
Yeah, it's when you mix whatever you have in your house in the bathtub, Scissor. And then you just put a cup in.
And then you walked downstairs, and then you went to the restaurant.
To the restaurant.
Didn't end there, did it?
Oh, no.
It's like Mr. Magoo.
Mr.
Magoo goes out on Saturday night.
Blind Mr. Bean.
It's like all these... What happens if, like, one of those things when the sidewalk opens up, when they have those things?
Yeah.
Great. I'm very careful. I stay way to the right. And then I had a tie on, so I went to the university club and met some friends.
A tie has a sensor on it something?
I had the tie on, and I got to the university club, had a couple drinks there, and then I went
down.
You
a member?
Yeah.
My boss is a member.
Yeah. Do you like to drink?
Yeah.
All right, that's cool.
Okay, so how did it end up, though?
I ended up, I don't know, I got home at some point. I just woke up in the guest room at, like, 5 in the morning, at, like, noon. My wife was like, I could hear you snoring from the hallway. And here we are now,
your
Monday
wife
morning.
Should be your wife should be
saint.
Deified.
Saint on earth. Who I don't go down on. She doesn't go down on me either. But I'm okay with it.
But you could break the trend, you know?
Yeah, I suppose. I'll start with her asshole. And we'll give.
There's nothing that makes me want to give a blowjob more than being gone down on.
Oh, really?
Yeah, women say all kinds of things, but then when it comes to their turn, they're like, eh. It's like I eat my wife's ass. I'm sure you know. You know all about that because I don't even know Neil's my brother. So you know the oral history of the show very well.
Oral history,
pun intended.
Yeah,
I was waiting for you to.
Yeah, that was the real butt of the joke.
Yeah. So I eat my wife's ass like almost daily.
It's awesome. Yeah.
Not daily, but you know when we're down there, and then But I asked her to eat my ass one time, and she's like, how long do I do it? Then she denied she even did it. She was on another show. She's like, I didn't even do it. I was like, wow.
Maybe you should shave it.
Yeah. Voice of God.
Exit.
I think you're very
hairy. So that's the problem? Like, it's not shaved? Your wife eats your ass?
No, my wife doesn't eat my ass. But
she eats everybody else's asses. What?
Maybe if I shaved it, sure. I mean, I go to the taint. I don't go all the way into the ass.
Yeah. I go to the. You do all the way to the taint by yourself, or you go to the lady?
No, I do it myself.
Oh, my God.
Ironically, that's weird with me. Is like,
how do you even get. Are you afraid to fucking cut yourself?
Squat in the shower, and then you just.
What kind of a razor do you use?
Just a new one.
Yeah, yeah, regular razor.
Single blade?
No, not single blade.
Double,
like, you know,
at least.
Multi blade. They're not a sponsor anymore, but I use Harry's.
Oh, yeah.
Venus razor I use. Well, I don't, like, shave myself because they wax it all. Like, my lady just deals with it. But, like, if you're going to shave, like, there's razors that come with, like, gel around the outside, and then it helps to kind of, like...
Oh, right, right,
so it's, like,
right.
It's a dangerous...
I'm going to shave my balls and Facebook Live it and then see what happens.
Patreon.
Yeah, Patreon. Because it's like, I can't even imagine what a fucking spectacle it would be.
You know what's weird is that, like...
shaving my fucking taint? Going to the taint?
I have
to be like, I have to say to my... I have to have my kids help me, like, am I... My taint, kids? Where's daddy? Where's
burning,
his taint?
Burning taints.
My asshole... It's really weird. My asshole and my balls, they're so hairy, but on the side of my butt cheeks, I've had so much diarrhea over the years that it's as smooth as pavement. Because it's like...
How is it smooth from diarrhea?
Diarrhea kind of, like, shoots out really hot, and I think it, like, kind of makes it, like...
This show is, like, unacceptable. It's an unacceptable show. Wait, diarrhea, it kills the hair?
Yeah, I think so. It makes it so that...
Like an ocean polishing a stone over time.
Yeah, like, totally. Like, yeah.
I was going to say one of those souped-up cards when they fire comes out, when they it's like those, what do they call them? Those hot rods, Steve?
This might be too much.
Look like a hot rod guy.
Too much, but I would show you guys my ass if you want to see it.
What?
I would show you my ass. If
yeah,
you
show
see
us.
You want to see it?
I dare you.
I'll do it. I'm just kidding. Hey,
can he show his ass?
I just ate.
I don't give a shit. Go
yeah.
Ahead.
Literally.
Unintended. Don't give a shit.
Oh, no. All right.
I'm just going to show you the part.
Yeah, Chrissy, you can go. You can go to the bathroom.
I have to go back to work.
No, hold on. Wait. Here,
oh
look,
God.
Look. Like that.
Well, I guess I have to also.
You have a fucking, your head. Your ass looks like a fucking.
That's really
looks
ballsy.
Like a dog's ass.
I know, it's disgusting.
I'd have to check mine out first before, like, showing it to a camera.
You know that's going viral, though, right?
I'm a team player.
It's already gone viral down
you
there.
You coked up now?
Stop coughing on me.
Oh, my God.
Happy holidays.
Oh, my God. This is fucking disgusting.
Wow.
But did you notice what I was talking about? Like, on the sides, it's all... like.
No, it really isn't. It's just it's where your ass is, like, when you spread your cheeks. There's no hair there, but I don't think anybody has hair inside the crack unless you're really Greek or Puerto Rican or whatever, especially hairy. My wife's hairy.
Yeah, I have hair. Like, you have hair inside your butt. Like, that's why that's part of the wax. Like, you're on your back.
No, that, not on the inside. You don't have too much on the inside. I don't think it grows there. It doesn't. His ass was, it looked like red, like a dog's ass. Why are you laughing?
I played for the Atlanta Braves.
He's living his best life.
He really is.
I don't care.
It's like, I'm gonna go out by myself.
Drinking, doing coke, running around the city.
So as soon as your wife said she's not going, you're like, I'm going to get some coke?
Well, oh God, allegedly.
Allegedly.
I don't know. I'm so sorry I brought that up. But
we have no show if you don't bring it up.
I want to have a white Christmas, so.
Yeah.
Hey, this guy's all right. So as soon as your wife cancels, you speed dial like 10 different people.
I have one number, and I'm largely in retirement. But I've been up the mornings at 6 a.m. and I was like, you know what? If I'm gonna like,
I'm gonna need something.
Need a little
get
something.
Me through this party at night.
Do you like drugs?
I've never done cocaine, but I've done other drugs.
And how old are you?
I don't know.
Like late 20s.
Yeah. I'll take it.
All right.
Chrissy, do you really have to go to work, or are you just kidding?
I did. Like, you know what my excuse for leaving work was? And, like, the excuse actually made me sad because of how it's not true. Like, I emailed my boss. I'm like, oh, my dad flew into New York, and he wants to take me out to lunch. Like, I'll be back in an hour and a half. And then I'm, like, leaving. I'm like, my dad would never do that shit. So I came here.
Your dad flew in from Rockville Center?
He didn't. He did not. That is what I told my boss.
I'm like, my point is, like, your dad would have flown in from another...
No, never!
Weird weird, convoluted life.
So you're saying your dad would never fly into anywhere to see you?
No, not
take you out to lunch.
When he still lived in Long Island, he wouldn't drive like 45 minutes to see me in White Plains. So he's not gonna like.
Well, what would he see you for?
I don't know, to say hi.
He could just call you, though, right?
Made this up because you can only have so many doctor's appointments. So right. I was like, oh, this is a surprise visit.
Oh, my thing's all fucking gooey again.
Yeah, there's crust down there.
I love you have like an imaginary dad that loves you.
Yeah, well, you know, you might as well make it a good one.
Well, it's show business.
Yeah, exactly.
My dad lives in Scottsdale. He's a cardiologist. And he's going to fly in just for the day for me because we're going to go out and do like a... We do early Christmas because...
He did my boobs.
my dad fixed all this for me.
My dad made all this.
Yeah. If you could have any surgery, what would you have done?
Wow.
Come on, that's kind of personal.
I don't know. Maybe like when I got older, some kind of like Botox or face stuff.
Yeah.
Like body wise, like if I like I maybe if I'm gonna lose like 10 pounds, like but that's it. Like I wouldn't be like lipo because all I have to do is just like.
Yeah, but you don't need to lose 10 pounds. Aww. You're fine. Just the way. No, I'm just saying. If you're fat, I.
Yeah, right. Take your pants off. Let's go.
Yeah, I'm scared to do like a butt thing. Like, I would be scared to do like a vaginoplasty. But I've also never had kids, so it's probably still okay down there.
Do you want to have children?
I'm on the fence. Yeah, and like I see my, you know, my friends' kids, my brother's kids. I'm like, oh, they're so cute. So it like,
yeah, women think kids are cute, but they're not. And something.
I feel like you like your son better than your daughter.
No, it's, I mean, maybe, but just because he's like more intimate, you know,
right.
Maybe because he's younger, you know.
Yeah,
my daughter's already like. She's already like kind of like a teenager, so whatever. Yeah, but I was thinking the other day, like, you know, women are like, I'm going to have a kid even though I'm going to be a single mom. Like, a dude would never do that. Dude would never be sitting around watching a football game and be like, I need a kid.
Right.
You know what I mean? So women are sick.
It's not sick. It's like, you know how you're going to be like, oh, I'm going to jerk off to even the weirdest shit. I think that's how like women are with wanting kids. Like, it's not ideal circumstances, but I really feel pulled to have a kid. And
that's
like,
what I mean. But that's what I'm saying. You're sick because they make life decisions based on feelings they have.
It's a biological imperative. Just like men have a biological imperative to like fuck
everything, dicks. Right? Can you tell my wife that?
No kidding.
Yeah. She thinks I should just fuck her.
Let's get all our wives on speakerphone. But, you know,
my wife will bring up stuff like, remember that waitress? I'll be like, what?
Yeah.
I go, you know how many comics have done like so many horrible things?
Yeah.
He's staring at me like you don't even know what I'm talking about.
I'm just trying to get the narrative here. So you're saying like.
No, I'm saying like I'm supposed to fuck a million different people. And I'm not saying I can. I'm saying like that's what I'm supposed to do as a man.
Mm-hmm.
And especially as a comic where I'm out meeting people all the time. And I'm on stage like I'm supposed to be fucking at people. I'm supposed to be fucking somebody new every night.
Right.
And my wife will bring up something that happened 12 years ago on something that she felt slighted by. Remember that waitress gave you the check, and then she winked at you?
Oh, she gave you two pickles with your club sandwich. You like that, Kevin?
Get her a waitress costume for Christmas.
Right.
No, it's like women are sick. They're just sick. They think what they want, you want. And guys know that we don't think like that. We don't think what we want, you want. We know better. But you don't. But women can't think like that. Women can't like, oh, I think my husband should want what I want, but we don't want that.
I think men and women both do it. Like, I don't want to watch dudes play video games. I don't even want a big TV. I don't want to watch anybody watch sports. It's like...
Yeah, but you want to watch your housewife shows.
Yeah, I don't even watch that.
What do? You just watch fucking kiddie porn?
No, I don't. I'm just gone a lot.
Oopsie.
No, but you're busy. You're in showbiz. I'm saying regular people, like women, think that guys want what they want, and we're pretending that we don't.
Right.
Like we're like, no, we're just pretending that we like to watch sports and
pretend that they don't want what they want. It happens a lot.
Yeah, but I think women are sicker because women are just sicker. Because they always think they have like a plan. They have no plan. They have no fucking plan. My wife got a Christmas tree yesterday. I go, where's the Christmas tree going to go? Where that chair is? I go, what are you going to do with the fucking chair? Burn it? We don't have a, you know what I mean? It's just like, we don't, but the kids want and it's just
but
fucking.
It's Christmas.
Fuck that. I'm tired of like, I'm supposed to be like rational and make money and not fuck everybody in town. I'm sick of it.
You deserve a few coked up drunk nights running around town, you know?
We should get coked up on Facebook Live.
Sounds great. Let's do it.
Do some coke for Christmas.
Yeah, we should smoke it. to make it real weird.
Run into Artie Lang.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, man, you guys are fucked up.
Yeah, we're the good time. We're the good time.
I want Artie Lang
boys
to see me and go, you're fucked up, dude.
Yeah, I just had lunch before the show with a friend of mine, and she's in a polymorphous marriage.
Okay.
Oh, not that whore.
Yeah, right. Rachel, you remember her, right? So as we're at lunch, at the end of lunch, she goes, all right, I got to go. I'm meeting a guy here
polyamorous?
For...
polyamorous?
Polyamorous, sorry. Polymorphous.
What do you say?
Polymorphous?
Molly like Porfer.
Yeah, she's like a transformer.
Transformer. Now he's a car. Now more he's than, a person.
More than sucks my culo. More than meets the eye. Anybody? Hello?
Nope.
Hello? Okay, sorry. Anyway.
Only 10 minutes left.
She was like, she was blowing my mind because she was like... She was like, yeah, you know, my husband, I just had lunch with my husband's girlfriend, and then my husband,
oh.
I'm like, what the, like, what?
But she's not attractive.
Well,
as long as you're
spoiler alert, she's not attractive. So it's like, her husband doesn't care if she fucks. If, like, it'd be one thing if she was hot, and everybody wanted to fuck her, and she was fucking everybody. He came in, he's like, can I get a number? Like, when do I get to fuck you? But nobody wants to fuck her, so those are always the people. It's like, when you go to nude beach, who's there? Ugly people.
Grossest people.
Yeah, because nobody wants to fuck them, and they're basically just doing it to be like, hey, look at you! Got to look at me because it's a nude beach.
Deal with it.
Like, I could see you at a nude beach in a second.
I've been lots of them
showing everybody your fucking ass. Look, this is where I die. This is my diarrhea. Fucking.
Yeah, we go to a Lucy Vincent Beach in Martha's Vineyard, and we take the wet sand and we jam it up in our ass crack and run down in the water and pretend we were pooping. This guy came up to me and he goes,
"Who said we?
We would drop acid every weekend, and we would go.
Oh my God,
we would take.
That's
we would
Steve Torelli. He used to work at an ER." He was like, this is disgusting.
And so I remember one time this is like 94, and I'm in the water. I'm completely naked. I'm talking to this old Jewish guy in a big, flappy white hat. And we're talking. We're talking about O.J. just gotten arrested. And he's like,
you're really going back.
Naked, talking about O.J.
So, I come out of the water.
JFK just got assassinated.
My friend goes, he goes, what are you talking to Alan Dershowitz about? I said, that was Alan Dershowitz? I had no idea who was Alan.
He was naked?
Yeah, he was naked.
He was at a new beach.
Yeah, in Martha's Vineyard. Yeah.
Before they had cell phones to take a picture of Alan Dershowitz.
Who would even know? He's like, yeah, you know.
He was talking about the O.J. trial?
Totally. He was like completely.
And it was after? It was already.
Blasted on acid, and I was in the water with this guy, and we're just shooting the shit. And he's like, yeah, you know, O.J., we'll see how it goes. And, you know, it wasn't on the trial or anything. He was just like, it had, like, just happened. So.
But the trial was over? It was just.
Like, he just got arrested. So it was kind of, everyone was talking about it.
He was already working for him?
No, not at all. He was just like a lawyer. He's a Harvard lawyer. That's all. He was just a Harvard lawyer, and he was naked. In the
last
water.
Time I was in a nude beach, I just was like sort of relaxing, falling asleep, and then I hear. And I turn around, there's a guy jerking off like 3 feet behind me. I was like, ah!
At a nude beach?
Yeah. It
was allowed?
It was in Ibiza. It was like.
It was what?
The shittiest sentence I've ever said. It was like, it was in Ibiza in Spain. So it was, you know, I didn't really know what the rules were. It was
Ibiza.
It's an island in Spain.
Collection of islands off the
coast. Oh, Ibiza. I thought it was like Ibiza, that was like a thing. Ibiza. He was in Ibiza.
Yeah, no.
It was like a tent, like a Spanish tent.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. One of those things where you rent them and they're at like a cabana. Pool? A cabana. Yeah, I thought that was like a Spanish word for Ibiza.
Ibiza is like a winter.
I thought he was in like in Ibiza and he was jerking off and then like you're allowed to jerk off if you're in Ibiza.
No, the only rule.
Because it's like contained.
Yeah. Only rule is let him finish. Just let him finish. Be polite.
So he was jerking off at a nude beach?
Yeah. Well, some people kind of touch themselves at the nude beach.
I could see that, but jerking
off.
Full on
jerking off is kind of, I think, like poor taste. Kind of
Jeez. Who invited my grandmother to the show today? Jeez.
I do your plugs, Chrissy.
Hit you with sweater. I'll be headlining Fairfield Comedy Club Friday, December 21st with Sean Elaine and Ben Fisher. It'll be a great show. Use the code Chrissy, C-H-R-I-S-S-I-E, for discount tickets at Fairfield Comedy Club.
How do you get on In Hot Water all the time if you have a job?
I sneak out, and then I go to my job after it's over.
And what's your job?
I race there. I'm an executive assistant, which is like code for slave.
And so you excuse me, I almost puked. Do you? It'd be funny if I puked on the mic. Do you drink with those guys in the morning?
A little bit, yeah.
And then you go back to work?
Yeah.
I'm back.
I deserve it. Yeah.
I'm back, you motherfuckers.
Yeah, I didn't
get anything done while I was here.
Here's your expense report, you asshole.
Is your boss, he's cool? Does he know what you're doing?
No, he gave me shit for taking a sick day. He's like, you got to stay out of the clubs. And I was like, wow.
What clubs? Comedy
clubs?
Why, because you were sick?
Because I was sick, and he thinks that's why I'm sick, because I go out and do comedy.
Well, women could call in sick all the time, right? Because they all have your time of the month.
Right, and I just barely ever call out sick.
So are you bad employee when you're premenstrual?
No, I'm an awesome employee. Like, I'm never sick, so that's why I've, like...
I'm saying, but are you cunty when you're all premenstrual?
No. Ask your own documents,
no, like, my boobs kind of hurt, but I'm not, like, a cunt or anything.
Massage them at night.
My wife's always like... I mean, I always know when she's, like, crazy... I was going to do a joke about how, like, when you first start dating somebody, they're always like, you know, call me. Like, you're like, oh, she wants to talk to me. Now, if my wife ever texts me, call me, I know, like,
something's up.
Horrible.
Yeah.
And she can't even, like, text. I have to call her. It's not enough to just text me, you know?
Because you don't want it in writing.
Because I know, but I know it's probably involved with that. Like, I love my wife.
Sure.
Where the cameras?
Plug it, yeah. Plug it.
I love my wife.
Camera one.
I mean, women are nuts. Sorry to have to fucking keep berating women. Women are crazy. No, when they can't, like, she can't see. I know when I'm fucked up. Chrissy, over here. I know.
Just looking at the camera.
No, I know when I'm fucked up. Like, certain times of the day or something's going on, I go, like, I know I got mental problems, and I just won't, like, act on them. Or I will, but I, you know, but my wife, she'll pretend like she's totally rational because she's not a dude, and then she'll be like, oh yeah, I was pre. Then I see the fucking wrappers in the trash can. I'm like, oh, that's why she was nuts, but she doesn't see it.
What
she
wrappers?
Doesn't see it.
Tampon wrappers.
Tampons. Like, a couple days later, it's like a couple days later, I see the fucking tampon wrappers, or maybe a candy wrapper.
Put a Hershey on my cunt.
You know how they get
blood.
You know they want that dark chocolate.
Yeah.
I always want that dark chocolate.
Chocolate covered.
You know, a dark chocolate can kill a dog.
Yep. Oh yeah.
Totally true.
And grapes. Grapes are bad.
Grapes?
Yeah,
because they'll choke on them? Or because they die on
creepy.
Them?
I don't know.
It's a great way to kill your dog.
Don't be a grapist. Don't
be a grapist.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, we used to have to cut the grapes so my kids wouldn't choke.
Aw.
My wife still does. I'm like, Tommy's 73.
No, she probably does it for you.
She's like, I'll cut your grapes.
I'm snorting the grape.
I can't believe you do blow. Like an old-fashioned.
You've done acid.
Like an old-fashioned.
Maybe I'll get
like an old fashioned. You've done acid.
Wow. Yeah, of course. You've done acid, right?
Never. Oh. Just mushrooms and Molly and.
I thought that was all something. And then under the acid family, mushrooms.
No, really? Mushrooms are psychotropic. Yeah. Like, you know.
I gotta start doing it. Next week I'm gonna do right, mushrooms are and harmless. Do a show.
2019 mushrooms and cocaine are like chocolate and peanut butter. It's a really good combination.
Is it?
Oh yeah.
Because why like, do either? Pardon? You gotta do both, and then you're normal, right?
No.
You're back where you started. It's like, damn it, I'm the same.
I was on cocaine and mushrooms in Miami like years ago, and I had one of those beach cruisers, and I rode it right into a restaurant. It's like all these open tables, like it was a quarter.
They didn't have fucking Facebook back then, or at least cameras.
I just rode right in.
They have a new video every week, and look at what I did.
It's so funny being white too, because like anybody, I would get shot or something. I rode in, I hit a banquette, I fell over, I was laughing. What are you
you're
doing?
Like that guy from Chappaqua. Quidditch, where you keep doing crazy shit and you never get in trouble.
Is that at the nude beach?
No, that was a Martha.
It'd be funny if you crashed into the restaurant nude.
Right.
Like, I'm just crazy.
Ah, blind.
I have a shirt on.
You're like the Asian kid in 16 Candles.
My sexy girlfriend.
Just falling out of the ceiling. I'm popping out of a cake. He is living his best life.
Long duck dong.
Long duck dong. All right, everybody. I was at.
Yeah, I'm at everything at Chrissy Mayer, CHRISSIEMAYR. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.
Cool. At Brian P. McCarthy. Misery Loves Companies. Thank you, Compound Media. Brian McCarthy Interview Show.
It's a season of giving, so go to my website, kevinbrennancomedian.com. Go to my Patreon or my PayPal. Just click a button and see what happens. Also, people are like, somebody sent me a DM on Instagram. I'm like, listen, motherfucker, I'm not on Instagram. It's just so, it's like, just, I sent out a tweet yesterday. I'm like, go to my web page or go to my web page, hit the app button if you want to contact me directly, because there's 10 different ways to contact people.
Too much.
No, it's just like you don't even know. Like, I'm like, oh, he sent me something, and then I forget where I even got it from.
Yeah.
Was it an email? Was it a fucking Twitter DM? Was it a blah 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 blah?
In too many.
It's too many. We got to do
too much. It's too much.
Too many.
It's too much. All right.
Characters, right? That's what your act is, mostly characters, right?
My stand-up is mostly me. It's like the character.
Yeah, but when we worked together, didn't you do a lot of, how much was a half, and half?
Maybe characters? I have a long bit where I'm
do
like
do Trump's
Russian
wife, right?
Yeah, you have a long, yeah, like, that was Melania funny. Bit, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was new, right? Because wasn't it? So
yeah,
you just make
I'm
it topical?
Always adding like little things to it. Yeah.
She makes it topical because it's in the news.
Yeah, exactly. Every day. It's like, boy, how about that Titanic? I think it's pretty quick.
I am not his first lady because I am actually the third lady. So.
What is that like? Oh, you do Melania. That's great.
Yes,
yeah, because he's not even.
I thought you would catch on.
I'm sorry. Hey, I don't have community college degree, huh? You like that one? I do Ivan myself. What are we going to do now? Make sex on each other?
Oh, you should have went to this earlier. Last minute, like class. No. All right, thanks to Compound Media. Thanks for Keith for telling us his grooming tips.
Yep.
Yeah.
And what he's doing behind the scenes. Thanks for Steve Torelli.
Yep.
For helping us out with the update on the and the
Eric
thing.
Steve. Good. All right, are we good?
Yeah.
All right, good. Bye.
Bye.
I got blisters on my finger.